Thanks for listening to English Go Podcast. To listen without advertisements or to read episode transcripts, visit englishgo.co.uk for more information.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I'm going to be talking again about a topic related to learning English. Well, actually, I suppose this can be applied to any language, and recently I've been doing quite a lot of these kind of language learning related episodes, and I'm certainly happy about that because I really enjoy talking about this topic, and the reason I've been doing it is because so many of you have been getting in touch with me and asking questions about language learning. So that means I'm going to be talking about language learning as I answer those questions for you. I'm actually really interested in language learning, not just learning Japanese, which is what I do. I realized that as I started to learn Japanese, I became interested in like the process of learning a language, like how do you learn a language? Yeah, it wasn't just about how do I study Japanese. It was how do I learn a language? How do you begin that? Because I'm a self-studier. I teach myself Japanese. So I suppose the first thing I should have done is learn how to teach myself Japanese. I didn't. I just picked up any textbook from a bookstore and started trying to learn and failed very badly. And it took me a long time to work out how you learn a language. And when I figured that out, studying Japanese was really easy. It took a lot of time. It's still taking time. I haven't finished, of course. But yeah, it became really easy after I'd figured that out. Anyway, today's question is from Shaniz. So hello, and thanks very much for listening to this podcast. She wants to improve her English listening ability, as I'm sure you all do who are listening to this podcast. And one of the problems that she's having is exposure to English. So she lives in Turkey, and in order to get more exposure, in order to come into contact more with English, she listens to English podcasts. And she was wondering if I have any suggestions. Well, I think it's a really interesting subject, and it's one that I've heard a lot of people talk about. So you're trying to learn a language, but you don't live in the country where that language is spoken, so your exposure to that language is low. Now, some people say, like, because I don't live in a country where they speak English, I can't improve my English. You know, that's holding me back. That's stopping me from getting better at listening, at speaking, and so on. That's not true. that's actually a load of rubbish. I think if you said that to me a long time ago, if you said that to me before the internet existed, then I would say, yeah, okay, you're right. But today, that's not true. That's definitely not true. It is true that you don't have much exposure because you don't live in an English-speaking country, but there's something that you can do about that. And it's something that all of you should be doing. And I suppose listening to this podcast is part of doing that. But anyway, what you should be doing is building up an English environment, your own English environment. And this will ensure, this will make sure that you will get enough exposure to English. This is exactly what I ended up doing when I was studying Japanese really hard. So I had this period, I had this time when I went a bit crazy studying Japanese for around one year and 8 months. And during that time, I thought, I've got to get some exposure to Japanese. You know, it's no good just having loads of English every day. I somehow need Japanese. And at this point, I couldn't understand anything. You know, I think even if I said I was a beginner, that was being very kind to myself. I couldn't understand podcasts. Anything. It was just really, really starting out. So what I did is I listened, even though I didn't understand anything. And obviously, whilst I was doing this, I was trying to read and I was trying to listen to words and vocabulary, and I was studying vocabulary as well. And slowly, I got better until the point I could listen to podcasts, basic podcasts, I suppose, sort of like this podcast, maybe a bit intermediate level. Anyway, I did this by creating this Japanese environment. So you have to create an English environment. And what I did was, obviously, podcasts were one of those things. I found podcasts, I found dramas, I found music, I found books, and just as many things as I could, I did in Japanese. I went maybe a bit too far. I banned myself. I forbid myself from watching or doing anything in English. So I wouldn't read books in English. I wouldn't listen to English music. I wouldn't watch English television. Maybe a tiny bit, but yeah, almost everything I did was Japanese. It was just crazy. And because of where I was living, I didn't spend a lot of time with friends. I only saw people and spoke English when I went to this Japanese meetup. So when I went to the Japanese meetup, I would meet people and then we'd talk about studying Japanese. But we didn't speak in Japanese. We're always speaking in English there, really. So like the whole week was me just immersed in Japanese, just exposed to Japanese all the time. I think I got more exposure doing that than I would have in Japan. I'll talk a bit about that actually. So when I went to Japan last, I was there for 2 months and I already had this sort of like Japanese environment that I used to practice, this like exposure to Japanese, this routine. And when I went to Japan, I took that routine with me. So I was doing all of the studying, I was watching, you know, drama, I was trying to listen to words, I was listening to podcasts, I was listening to the radio. And on top of that, everything else I had to do was in Japanese as well. So, you know, if I go out to a supermarket and I have to speak to someone, that's also in Japanese. And when I spoke to my girlfriend, I had to speak to her in Japanese. And there was no English at that time, no English at all. And it was not good for me. I ended up, my Japanese got worse. I've spoken about this before, but yeah, my Japanese got worse because it was just too much. It was an overload. It was, my brain couldn't cope with all of it. So you might think that going to another country is like a guaranteed way to get more exposure, and I suppose it is. But I had a negative experience when I went to another country. It hurt my Japanese. And I remember thinking, wow, studying Japanese in England was so much easier than it is studying it in Japan. So yeah, I do think that you can study, you can create that environment, you can create that exposure for yourself. I mean, I remember I used to, even when I couldn't understand what was being said in podcasts, I would just leave the radio on all day just to get like my brain listening to the sounds of another language. And I'd listen to radio all day. I'd just leave it on in the background, so I wasn't really paying too much attention. But as I became better at listening, as my listening skills and my Japanese level improved, I could start listening, you know, properly listening, not just hearing something in the background. But yeah, I would fit it into every spare moment I had. If I was traveling somewhere, I'd stop listening to music. I always listen to music when I'm traveling normally, but I stopped listening to music and I was listening to Japanese radio or Japanese podcasts instead. And like I said, I just stopped doing everything in English. So all of the stuff that I would normally enjoy doing, I just tried to convert it into Japanese instead. And that's entirely possible now, thanks to the internet. That really isn't too hard to do. I mean, for me, I live in England, so it's probably much harder than it is for you. I mean, I should imagine in your country, you can perhaps go into a bookstore and pick up a book in English. Maybe you can switch on the TV and find a program in English. Maybe you can go to a cinema and watch a film in English. I can't do any of that in Japanese in England. There are no Japanese books. There are no Japanese films. There's no Japanese music. There's no Japanese TV shows. So, like, I really have to search the internet. If it wasn't for the internet, I would really be in trouble, I think. But I do remember hearing about someone who was teaching themselves Japanese even before the internet was a big thing, and you couldn't really like download videos or anything like that on the internet back then. It was too slow. And this person managed to rent some Japanese, I think he rented some Japanese animation videos and just watched them again and again and again because it was the only thing he could find. So he just used it many, many times, and that helped him learn Japanese. So you don't even need a lot of material. You don't need a lot of podcasts. You don't need a lot of TV shows or anything. You can just repeat the same thing over and over again. Just keep listening. And that's actually a good thing to do, especially if you listen to a podcast. So if you listen to one of my episodes and you understand 70% and you try listening to it again, I think maybe next time you'll understand 80% and you listen again and maybe it goes up. Maybe you can understand 90% next time. So it is good to listen to things more than once, depending on how much you understood the first time. And obviously, as your level gets better, then you know listening to the same thing again and again becomes really boring. It becomes more interesting to listen to new things instead. So there's a lot of sort of trying to understand yourself, trying to see what level you're at. But yes, basically, if you don't have an English environment yet, you should really be thinking about what does my English environment look like? And maybe start collecting material, start collecting books, films, TV shows, podcasts. I don't know, do have a routine where you listen to the radio. Maybe just leave an English radio station playing in the background whilst you do other tasks. Just so you've got that contact all the time. Just so you've got that exposure all the time. Maybe you don't listen to, you know, maybe you don't concentrate on it so hard. But maybe every now and again you just think, ooh, let's just listen to that bit. That bit's interesting. Stuff like that really helps. So absolutely, you can create an English environment. You can create English exposure. And you don't need to live in England or another English-speaking country. You don't need to come to the UK. You don't need to go to America or Australia or New Zealand or wherever, or Canada. You can just do it at home. And I have done it. It worked. I've done it in Japan. It didn't work. So yeah. Just try and build that up and try and get that going. And I'm sure it will work really well for you. And for all of you listening as well, yeah, do please think about getting an English environment sorted out, getting it done. Right, I do hope you've enjoyed that podcast, and I hope you have a lovely day today. I think I will. I'm looking out the window. It's lovely and sunny. It's cold because it's England, and winter is coming. Is it here? It doesn't feel like winter. It's been a bit warm lately, but yeah, lovely sunny day. So I am going to enjoy that now. Bye-bye.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening until the very end of the show. If you've enjoyed this episode, please give my podcast a rating, or if you have the time, write a review. It's a really nice way of letting me know you enjoy these episodes and encourages me to make more of them for you. Thanks very much and have a lovely day.